Stay informed.
You are with Cape Talk.
Views and news with Clarence Ford.
10:47 it is. We get to chat with Yanda Kwinang. He's our go-to guy, rugby365.com editor. He's our go-to guy with all things rugby. Danny Craven said the game should never become professional.
I'm sure he's turning around in his grave, and so is a couple.
Yeah, I want to hang on to those values, man.
Yeah. No, a lot has changed. I mean, I'm old school. I played in the 70s, and I use the term loosely because I ran around on a field in the 70s, and a bit after that, somewhere into the 90s and 2000s. But
what jersey did you run onto the field with?
School jersey and a club jersey. And,
okay. A provincial?
No. Okay. I was never good enough. No, never big enough or good enough or fast enough.
Okay. So the context of him saying rugby shouldn't become professional, and maybe by implication sport shouldn't become implication. Why did he say it?
I think he was in terms of the values of the sport of rugby at the time. But you are talking about the 70s here, and the rugby started in the early 80s, or in the 80s it started turning professional. I mean, I know that formally it turned professional in 95, but believe me, I know of club players in the 80s that were paid upwards of 500 rand a week. Mm. So, you know, and I'm sure that the brown envelope days, let's call them the brown envelope days, or the boot money, you know, when the players used to come into the dressing room, there were brown envelopes in the boots or in all sorts of various places. And, you know, it was all under the table, but people were paid then already. So I think the game was essentially professional back in the 80s already.
I hear what you're saying. It's become a big industry, a multi-billion dollar industry. I'm talking sport in general.
At the upper end, the top end, yeah, the professional end, yeah. It is a big industry.
But did it take anything away from the game, do you think?
Not in my view. It's changed the game. The way, you know, the laws have changed. The approach to the game. I mean, the players are bigger and more because they train all day. You know, in our days, let's go back to the 70s. In our days, you used to train twice a week after school or after work. The guys used to go train. I used to go to Diggers, to Springfield, and go watch the Transvaal players or the Diggers players train. And used to get there at 5 o'clock. Or some of them get there at 5:30, and they start training at 6 till 8 after work. And now you're talking about Springboks. I mean, I remember watching Paul Beyveld and Kevin de Klerk and Potty Strauss and Dave Fredrickson, really big names, Springboks, train at Springfield for Diggers and for Transvaal. Mm. And I used to go from school, I used to get off, watch the Diggers do a bit of age group training there, and then watch these guys train, watch these professionals, well now the seniors, the internationals train and play for their clubs and for their provinces.
Yeah, I also played a little bit of rugby in my, and football and tennis. I was quite fast. I was a sprinter, so that center and that wing kind of position was my position.
Can you step like Cheslin?
When you're short, you gotta think. You can't just be fast. You gotta think as well. As you can fang, can you see your mark, Jan? So the money for your fangy. So I mean, yeah, we've kind of been running away from gangsters for a long time. You gotta step like Cheslin. Jan, let's talk about what we're gonna talk about today. We are talking about the All Saints fundraising committee. What is All Saints all about? Tell us about the organisation.
Okay, All Saints is actually a church. It's a church in Durbanville, which I belong to, and I'm assisting them with raising some funds for some of the impoverished communities that's in their diocese. So, you know, you're talking about Clipperville, St. Paul in the Valley, those are the people, the really impoverished communities. So we assist them, but the main, we're actually raising funds for the church to assist through various projects. And so on Thursday evening, we got, as you can see behind me, stands a signed Springbok jersey. That will be auctioned off at, yes, you can look, it's, you can take a picture as well. And
I'm definitely going to. Amy's going to take a picture. She's got to put it up onto the website here.
So we've got an events evening on Thursday evening at Euros in Brackenfell. For those who know, it's just other side of Cape Gate. It's near Cape Gate, opposite Cape Gate. There will be other lots on the auction, so the jersey obviously is the main attraction, but there will be entertainment afterwards. The doors will open at about 6 o'clock, and the auction will start at about 7:30, And, you know, people can buy themselves food, and those who prefer beverages can get beverages. And then when we start the auction, the Euros, the restaurant, is donated the venue for free to us. That's their donation. And the tickets also go to All Saints. So the sale of the tickets, the auction, everything goes to the church. And that's money that we raise for the church. And that goes to charity. It goes to helping the communities that fall within the All Saints, parishes.
Yeah, and there's some pretty needy communities that you've identified there. So maybe just talk to us about how the purpose, how that money is going to be applied. What is the role of the church within those?
It's a little primary school that also functions as a church. And some of those children, as you may well know, the only meal they get
is at the church.
Is at the school, when they come to school during the day.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not, we're just not going to hand money. It's going to be run by the church council. And they will see that it's properly used, and it won't be funded for all sorts of random stuff. It will be used to properly fund the communities that need it the most.
Now, this is a very significant jersey that you've brought into the studio. I would assume of immense value as well.
Indeed.
Can you put a number on it?
Well, let me put it this way. If you buy a Springbok jersey without any signatures, it'll cost you 1,500 rand. That's a plain Springbok jersey without any signatures. It'll cost you 1,500 rand. That anybody off the street can go buy.
And a plain jersey with one signature?
A bit more. So the frame itself.
Give me a number.
I've seen some of these things go upwards of 50,000 rand.
Yeah, I can imagine. And that's the full team. The full team that has signed that particular jersey.
This one is the World Cup team. So what makes it significant is the guys that won the second World Cup. So Siani's team. The signatures are on there. And as you said, you're going to put it on the website and people can go look at it. It's legit. It was sourced through my players, which is the Players Union. So I have to acknowledge Eugene Henning, the CEO of my players, who really assisted us. So he sourced it. It's officially sourced. It's one of only four jerseys per year that they give to charity. And we're fortunate to have gotten the one in September, which means it's signed by the team that won the World Cup in France.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. I've been to one of those. I was actually the auctioneer at one, and I don't think it was as significant as a full, you know, team winning, World Cup team signing it. But I got 50,000 rands. But I believe that there are jerseys that went for more.
They do. They do. It depends on your audience. So it's difficult to say exactly how much, to predict how much it will go to. It's important that you actually get the right audience. So if you get good collectors, and I know the collection market or the collectors market is sometimes a bit volatile, sometimes it's up and down, and you never know until you get there on the evening.
Okay.
But it can go. I've also seen some serious, some of these auctions where the lots go for serious money.
Does iemand erens wat dry travel hê?
I'm sure they are. I want it. I don't know if I can afford it.
Well, is it not an online? Is it an online auction? Are you going to expand it beyond that event?
No. It's just for the event. It's just at the Euros. It's that auction. So
not even phone in bids.
Well, how do we know you legit? If you got somebody there, you can send somebody there. If you don't want to attend yourself, and somebody can bid on your behalf, but that person
you're
will obviously
so old fashioned. Yourself, the church could have done well. Now I'm sure there would have been a Chinese investor.
Yeah, the raffle type thing doesn't make that money. The problem is that the amount of money you can get in. I've looked into this, and the guy, I have to also mention him, Juan Ferreira, who's assisted me through this process, and he's an events organizer, and he's the guy that helped me secure Euros and all those things. So he said to me, you know, the best way is to do the auction, because if you just do a raffle, I mean, you can get, what do you ask the people? So the most people can't afford 100 or 150 rand.
Jan, we're going to have to wrap up. We've got some news coming up. Morning, Clarence. Onse Jan, great guy. I serve on the church council at All Saints with Jan. Well done, Jan Rejon, sending that message. It can't be the only thing that you're auctioning, surely.
No, there's 10 lots in total. So some of the other things will be things like a weekend away. So, not everybody can afford the dream.
Yeah.
Some of the things will be like a weekend away. So you can, those sort of things you'll pick up at well below value. Maybe a spa day and stuff like that. So those things.
So that's if you're a viermark plek.
Definitely.
Jan, we're going to have to wrap it. Just where again is it and when?
Thursday night, the 25th of April, so this coming Thursday, it's at Euros in Brackenfell, which is just opposite Cape Gate. It's near one of your rivals, so I won't mention them, but it's a restaurant near one of your rivals.
I can't even say it rhymes like it. I'm going to mess that up. Jan, thank you for your time. You want to be there at Heroes Restaurant in Brackenfell, and that Springbok jersey could be yours if it's above your viermark plek. Maybe that weekend away or whatever Jan has got for you. You can bid on, and of course, going to a great cause, All Saints Fundraising Committee. And I think this is about us saying thank you for you always being part of the Cape Talk journey when it comes to important rugby events for the country and for Cape Town. Dankie, Jan.
It's a pleasure, and I do it out of the love.
Ons waardeer vir jou. Just remember that. Thank you very much, Jan, the Koning Rugby365.com editor, bringing the time to nearly 11 o'clock.